Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you are enjoying these. I hope you're getting some. I hope you're digging into the further studies and digging into these scriptures and allowing the reading time to penetrate your heart and become planted in the good soil of your heart. Today we're going to be talking about Surprised by Joy. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Leviticus 23:1 through 24:23, Psalm 30:1 through 6, Proverbs 7:1 through 3, Mark 7:17 through 37. Again, we're going to be talking about Surprised by Joy. Our focal passage today is going to come from Psalm 30, verse 5. It says, "Weeping may spend the night, but there is joy that comes in the morning." What a distinctive and intriguing difficulty it was for Jesus' disciples to struggle with disappointment, reluctant to believe in case what they were believing proved untrue. They were grown men whose lives had been far from sheltered and protected. Yet the experience of the crucifixion had been more harrowing than any of them had ever cared to face. Over and over again, during the days in which Jesus lay in the grave, they must have racked their brains trying to find some explanation as to why his life ended on a grisly cross. Doubtless, in the closing hours of the fateful weekend, their thoughts must have turned naturally toward how they might go about restructuring their lives. Then, suddenly, Jesus appeared to them. His appearance was everything they wanted. But such was the disappointment already in their hearts that they considered it to be too good to be true. Thus, they protected themselves against the risk of being disappointed again. This is the tragedy of disappointment. It can, unless looked at and dealt with, reverberate inside of us and hinder us in our pursuit of God. When disappointment is put under the proper perspective, and when faith comes into its own, far from being too good to be true, one discovers that there is nothing else so good and nothing else so true. God proves himself to be not just better than our worst fears, but better than our greatest dreams. No longer believing in joy is quickly followed by being surprised by joy. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us insight into what we have been looking at today and show us how to press through all disappointments in the knowledge that beyond the hurts, I too shall be surprised by joy. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at John 21:1 through 22, Psalm 126, verse 5, and Isaiah 35:10, and keep these two questions in mind. One, how did Peter respond to his disappointment? And two, what were Jesus' words to him? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.